Did you do like exciting unforgettable or like traumatic unforgettable?
Traumatic.
Okay, I did too.
Wait, should we say it again?
Well, yeah.
One, two, three.
Crickets!
Yes!
Welcome to The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now we've come to the end of the road. Still I can't let go.
It's an electric.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
We're singing our feelings.
We are.
It is a natural that we're ending. Whose idea was this?
I don't know. Whose idea was it?
Ours. It was ours.
It was adult us, not fun us.
It was yesterday's us that we don't like today.
I know. It does feel like the last day of school.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
You're like kind of waiting for it to end. You're kind of like, man, I'm tired. I need this school day to end. And then when it comes, you're like,
I'm not ready. And I'm never going to see you again. But that's not true either.
Yeah, I'm going to see you all the time.
I felt like I wanted to start with that Vitamin C graduation song, but it felt like that really aged me.
Yeah, yeah. No, we don't even... Who's that? I'm too young to know. I'm just kidding. I know exactly who that is. Okay.
If you don't know who Vitamin C is, look it up.
Right. It's not something put on your face.
Yeah. It is now. In high school, it was who I listened to. Now it's what I do to help my skin.
Honestly, Vitamin C is on my Christmas list because someone told me that's what I need to be doing.
Oh, I have a good one for you.
Is it free?
No, just a serum to buy, though.
Oh, from?
I got it on Amazon. It's not that expensive.
Okay, send it away.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you a link.
Okay, if you haven't heard and you're very confused.
And you're today, like, I'm just tuning in on another Friday. Right. Why are they so in their feelings?
Or if this is your first time listening to The Snack Show.
This is also your last time listening to The Snack Show.
It is The Snack Show's last episode, y'all.
We are on our final voyage.
It's true.
Did you know that today is episode 89? So are we Swifties?
We are.
We're ending on a Taylor Swift number.
T-Swift, this is for you. Okay, today...
So it is a cruel summer.
Uh-huh. Today, as we're looking back on 2 years of incredible episodes, incredible listenership, incredible guests, we're doing superlatives.
Do you know what a superlative is?
Yes.
Can you... do we have a definition?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
and you're
great.
You're going to say it right now.
And by you mean me. So a superlative is... Oh, this isn't helpful either.
It's an award signifying that you're the winner of some sort of category.
Yeah, it's of the highest quality or degree is what the internet says. But it's kind of what you give. It's the awards you give at the end of the school year in your school book. Like mm-hmm.
most school spirit.
Best couple.
Cutest wink.
Most likely to not go to college.
Best snack ever.
Things like that.
Yeah. So we came up with our own superlatives for snacking, both Jamie and I, and we're going to ping pong back and forth. And it is award season on The Snack Show. We're going to give snacks and our favorite episodes their own superlatives.
In shocking no one, I kind of follow the rules.
Well,
because sometimes a superlative needed to go to something other than a snack. But here we are.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, let's just dive right in. Jamie, what is your first superlative?
Well, I started with the list you gave me, so let's do the ones together that we did.
Oh, which list did I give you? I already forgot.
The list that you have in front of you, you just hadn't filled it out yet.
Oh, okay.
Best snack ever is what we're starting with.
Oh, I would just put that at the end, I thought.
Okay, great. Well, then let's not start with that, okay. But I'm saying it's that list.
Okay, great.
So you tell me a superlative.
Okay, got it. So first superlative, best all-around snack.
Okay, what was yours?
Okay, drum roll. Popcorn!
Ooh!
I said popcorn because it's just a good, everyone likes popcorn. I don't think I've met one person in the world that doesn't like popcorn. And you can always make it your own. Some people like cheesy, some people like caramel, some people like buttery, some people like plain, some people like more salted, some people like less salted. I just feel like it's an easy snack for everyone. Kids love it. Adults love it. Movie lovers love it, you know? So popcorn is my favorite.
And our friends at Al's Popcorn has every flavor one could ever want.
It's true.
They sent us tons of flavors.
They really did. If you want to go back and listen to all our thoughts on popcorn, visit episode 45. We talk all things popcorn, and a big shout out to Al's Popcorn. Okay. Best all around for Jamie is?
So my best all around was like, I was thinking about more for me than everybody, but now that I'm thinking about it, everyone doesn't love this, but it's good at any time. Sure. All around. Always and forever. Curated by Confetti.
Oh, her very gummies. Good.
Our friend very Allie good. Here in town has a cute gummy. She has lots of stuff, but she has gummies. Mm-hmm. And she'll like put them on skewers. She's got some for, I went to a baby shower that had them. There's Valentine's. There's Christmas.
Yes.
And she has an online store now. So Curated by Confetti gummies.
Thank you so much for partnering with
us. I will eat them
so
any time
times.
Of the year, always and forever.
She has been a great partner.
She
so
has
thank
been
you,
such
thank
a great
you,
partner.
Thank you.
So.
Okay, next superlative, the biggest flirt.
Okay, tell me how you defined this.
Okay, mine is the biggest flirt because you can't have just one. It's always like making you want more of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ooh, they're always flirting with you. I can't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Chips.
Oh.
You can't eat just one. Any flavor. I'm not just having one chip. I'm having one plus 10 plus maybe the whole bag. Okay? You can hear more about all my chip-loving flavors at episode 3. Way at the beginning.
Oh. Okay, so my biggest flirt isn't in one episode, but it's in all the episodes, which is why it's such a flirt.
Okay.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I couldn't point it to an episode.
Yep. Trader Joe's is a big flirt.
I know. You can't. I mean, and she's like, yeah, I got this for you today. Come back for more tomorrow.
It's true. So, Joe, stop.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. And I just said she, so. That's confusing.
Well, maybe it's Josephine.
Maybe it is.
Who are we to say?
If you love Dawson's Creek, that feels right.
It's true. Okay, next one. Cutest couple. Do you have one for cutest couple?
I do.
Okay, so my cutest couple, again, think what two snacks go well together. Mine was Reese's Animal Crackers. Reese's and Animal Crackers.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought for sure we were going to have the same one on this.
What did you say? Chocolate and and peanut butter?
Oreo and Ritz.
Oh, that is a good one.
When
that
Oreo
is a good
sent
one.
Us those, and we have a reel on our Instagram. Yep. They sent us Oreos and Ritz, and you partner them together.
That is a good one.
And we have socks, too, right? Was that
we
who
have
we got?
Socks.
Yeah,
we got socks. I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff.
We did.
Speaking about Cutest Couple, if you go back to episode 33, it's our sweet and salty episode. So it's literally a full episode of great pairings of sweet and salty. So check it out if
that
you
haven't
listened.
That is a great one.
Okay, next. Life of the Party. Do you think we have the same one?
No, I know for sure we do not.
Mine is Oreos.
Oh, that is a great one.
Yes. Life, of course. Everyone loves Oreos. They're always the life of the party. If you have Oreos at a party, everyone's taken one. It's just a fact.
Okay. Now that we've done 89 episodes of a podcast, is your favorite Oreo the same as when you started our journey?
Well, I don't remember what my favorite was when I started. Was it the double stuffed?
I don't know, but it's double stuffed now?
I think it was.
No. Oh.
It's, well, kind of. It's the double stuffed that's dipped in chocolate.
Oh,
like
the fudge
ID
covered
ones that we get.
Oh, yeah, the fudge covered ones. Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite.
Ooh, you went even more extra with your fave.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine is the mega stuff.
Wait. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I was
Oreo.
Asking Life of the Party.
Oh.
But I love mega stuff.
Thought you were asking about my favorite Oreo.
Sorry.
My Life of the Party is Peeps.
Oh, yeah. Life of your party for sure. Do you know what episode is our Easter episode?
I can tell.
Okay, while you look that up, I just want to point back our Oreo episode. Miss Annie F. Downs. Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. She joined us for a full episode on Oreos. It's on video, so make sure to go check it out. Episode 39. Do not miss it. She brings her hot takes. We bring our hot takes. It's amazing. And then our Easter episode, surely it was sometime in April around Easter. But we talk a lot of Peeps. And if you go to our Instagram, Peeps actually sent us a huge box of all different kinds of Peeps. So if you if you haven't seen it, if you have seen it and want to see it again, go back to our Instagram, look up our Peep Instagram. It's amazing.
Episode 56 is our 56. Easter snacks.
What is in your Easter basket?
We also did episode 9 is our holiday snacks, and mm-hmm. we covered a bit of Easter in there as well.
Yep. Love it.
So episode 9, episode 56.
Chestnuts.com roasting on an open fire.
Ooh, beautiful. I mean, it is the most wonderful time of the year. And what a way to celebrate than with our favorite, nuts.com.
Exactly. It's what I'm saying. Don't let the website name confuse you, you guys, or my song. Nuts.com is our fave one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts. But not only nuts, y'all, they got dried fruit, they got sweets, they got coffee, they got tea, and baking ingredients. Their wide selection means there's something for everyone.
And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their popcorn the same day it ships so that you get it freshy fresh. Satisfaction guaranteed. Okay, so I am planning to go big this holiday season, and I just learned about their gourmet Christmas basket. And let me tell you what's in it. Dried apples, espresso beans, sparkling Prosecco cordials,
ma'am.
Butter toffee almonds, chocolate covered sunflower seeds, dark chocolate covered Brazil nuts, dark chocolate pecan clusters, dried apricots, Christmas gummy bears,
yes,
jumbo gourmet buttercrunch popcorn, peppermint mint balls, and so many other nuts, sesame seed sticks, and finish off with Turkish figs.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds amazing to me.
And if that is not variety, I do not know what is.
Man, that sounds amazing. Okay, for our snackers right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping, you guys, on orders of just $29 or more at nuts.com/snackshow. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/snackshow. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/snackshow. Okay, next, most unforgettable. Are you ready?
Yeah. Did you do like exciting unforgettable or like traumatic unforgettable?
Traumatic.
Okay, I did too.
Wait, should we say it again?
Well, yeah.
One, two, three.
Crickets!
Yes!
I said from Fallon's brother.
Episode 44, during the snack of the week segment, my brother sent us seasoned crickets and we tried them on air and it was traumatic. As you said, it is traumatic.
When I started thinking before we had the superlative list, just like moments that stuck out from the show, I was like, ugh, crickets.
Yeah. It was really hard for me to eat that.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah. So don't miss out on that. Episode 44. Okay, next. Most unique. Okay. Most unique.
Okay.
Mine is reindeer hot dog.
Oh, that's a great one.
Episode 77, when we got back from Alaska, we shared all the different snacks we tried in Alaska, and reindeer hot dog was our fave and the most unique. Amazing.
It is. I also tried reindeer in Norway.
Ooh,
a few weeks ago.
Love it. A hot dog again?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, so this is where I didn't pick a snack, but I was thinking what was most unique about the snack show and the snack show experience.
Oh, I love that.
And I picked Snack Tank.
Oh, I do love Snack Tank.
And so we did, I wrote down all of ours. We had Carlos Whitaker, uh-huh. Kelly Haywood, John McLaughlin, Gabe Scott, Brandon Dan from Deck the Hallmark, Jocelyn Davis, Jordy Searcy, Dave Barnes, Tim Timmons, Topher Brown, Stephanie Higgs, Craig Thompson, Eddie Kaufholz, Keith Parrish, and Sophie Hudson. All of those people were like, you have such a weird idea. I'll join you in that.
Yes. And they joined us for Snack Tank, which if you haven't heard of Snack Tank, is an episode where we had three guests on. They shared their favorite snack. And Jamie and I, in a very stoic way, listen to their pitch and decide, will we or will we not promote
their snack, their favorite snack. So I have a few. Do you want me to write down episode numbers
yes.
for you? Okay. So episode 11, mm-hmm. 23, 38, 54, mm-hmm. and 81.
Love it. And what we also aren't saying is, apart from Snack Tank, we've had a lot of other episodes with guests coming on, just with kind of their expertise of whatever the theme was. So make sure that you're listening to all the episode with the guests, because those are so, so much fun.
I wrote down all of our other guests that we can shout them out at the end.
Let's do that at the end.
Okay.
Love that.
Great.
Okay, next superlative. Best dressed. So think packaging, okay?
Yes.
Packaging of the snack. My winner goes to Goodles.
So does mine!
I love it. Y'all, that box, it's too good.
It is great branding.
It is too good. So episode 29 is our mac and cheese episode. And also on Instagram, we do a whole reel about trying Goodles, four different flavors of Goodles. So check that out. Their branding is fire. I mean, it's bright colors. It's simple, but it's engaging.
They also really, have really fun good. Names for their different kinds of their mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
very good on them fun. For all together.
It's true. It's true. Okay, next on my list. Or our list. Best smile.
Tell me how you describe this, because I had a real tough time with this one.
So now that I'm thinking of it, it probably should have been like what makes me most, like smile the most.
Okay, but great. Mine was what made me smile.
Okay, mine was not.
Okay, great.
Mine was.
Par for the course of the snack show if you've ever come here.
Literally the best smile. And this is hard if you don't know the branding. But mine is Hippies.
Oh, because their branding looks like a smile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went on a far different. If we were on student council right now, we'd have a tough time picking who was going to win in this.
So episode 20, we talk about Hippies in our healthy snack episode. So go check it out. Check out the branding. It has a little smile on it. It's really cute. But Jamie, I'd like to hear what snack makes you smile the most.
Mine is Nighttime Toast.
Of course. Of course.
And so episode 17 is our late night snacks.
Yes.
I mean, I also have talked about Nighttime Toast several other times.
But we really dive into it.
And if you're brand new here, I just before bed sometimes get a real craving for toast. And so I just make just one piece of toast, and I like to do butter and a cinnamon sugar spread. Sometimes I'll do jelly, but it's usually cinnamon and sugar. But because it's right before bed, I call it Nighttime Toast.
She doesn't usually eat it in bed.
No.
Which I think she should up her game and do
that. No, it's usually on the couch while I'm finishing up whatever show I'm finishing up before I head into the bedroom to go to sleep.
Fair.
But pre-doing my nighttime face routine so that the cinnamon and sugar doesn't stick to my serums.
If it we're could just, be a nice exfoliant.
Yeah. If we're just like really friends at this point, I have done that before, so I've learned toast before serums.
Toast before serum. I love that. Okay, next superlative on our list. Best entertainer. Okay. In my opinion, the best entertainer for me, what episode was? Episode 49. Applebee's versus Chili's.
That was almost my answer.
Oh. What was yours?
Bucky's.
Oh, also very entertaining.
Because is there anything more entertaining than Bucky's?
Very entertaining.
But I couldn't figure out. We've talked about Bucky's. Oh, convenience. That's what I was looking up. Which episode it was. Didn't we do?
We talked. I don't know if we did a Bucky's only, but we definitely
I thought we did like, not convenience stores, but something like that.
If we don't have an episode strictly on Bucky's, help us. We're episode 89 in and we can't think back. On Instagram, we've shared a lot of Bucky snacks.
Travel snacks.
Oh, right.
Which is episode 6.
Okay. Episode 6, travel snacks. And also, again, if you want to see a bunch of these snacks visually, you got to go check out Instagram at the Snack Show Pod. Both very entertaining.
We also did an unboxing. One of my friends very early in the show brought back a giant bag of things from Bucky's. And so we have a video on our Instagram going through it. And if you haven't been to a Bucky's, highly encourage. It's a great snack stop and a great cultural experience.
Truly.
And great bathrooms.
Okay, next, the biggest gossip. So in my head, this is a snack that everyone talks about. Okay.
I did a snack by everyone, you and me.
Oh, okay, great.
We're everyone.
Biggest gossip, Sonicutery.
Oh, that is a great one.
It really made its round, you know? Yeah. I think on social media there's a moment for the Sonicutery. But pointing back to our Snack Tank episode 54 with Steph Higgs, remember she got dressed up and she really committed to the character. She shared about a Sonicutery, and y'all, it is hilarious. If you don't watch the video because you're just like, I'm audio only, this is the one episode I'm asking you, please go watch on YouTube, because it is hilarious. Just for the outfit alone, it's amazing.
100%.
Okay, what was your biggest gossip?
Percy Pigs.
Oh, course. Okay, Percy Pigs has not made my list. I'm ashamed.
Wow. You're who introduced me to Percy Pigs.
I'm ashamed.
And now here we are. Okay, if you don't know what Percy Pigs are, if you're new here, they are the best gummy snack you will ever have, but they are only sold at Marks & Spencer, which is in mostly the United Kingdom. But yep. I saw a Marks & Spencer in the Paris airport when I went to Norway.
Nice.
Like a M&S food. All they had were these Christmassy flavor ones that were like sour. They didn't have any regular Percy Pigs. And I was running. I mean, I was Home Alone style running through the airport. So it was a real quick drive by.
Oh, my goodness.
So Percy Pigs.
Okay. So episode 65, we do expat snacks with our friend Sarah. And I think we talk about Percy Pigs in that one. And then there's another episode where it's international snacks. And yes, that's episode 14. So check both of those out because we talk Percy Pigs and you can learn more about it. If you don't already know. I mean, if you're a Snack Show listener.
And if you're a Percy Pig fan, then you also know who Colin the Caterpillar is. But I felt like Percy Pig felt like the better starting place.
For sure. I love it. Okay, next. The biggest prankster. Okay.
Biggest prankster. I went a little off script with this one.
Okay, so this one I'm thinking, what kind of makes the biggest mess? Okay. Papadia.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest prankster in our lives.
Yep, that
because
Papadia.
Because not only was it messy, but we really had high hopes and it really let us down.
Yeah.
We were not a big fan of the Papadia.
Papa John's. It was a great experiment, it didn't stick around, so I think that's why.
We do love pizza, though. So episode 4, we talk all things pizza. So if you missed that episode, go back. We have some great, delicious options for you apart from the Papadia. But yeah, my biggest prankster, Papadia.
Good one.
What was yours?
As I thought about it, was when were we the biggest mess?
Okay, I'm trying to think.
And I would just like to recall, because I didn't remember, is in episode 36, which is off-brand snacks.
What did we do?
We were trying to come up with some names for products that we like the brand name of. And Fallon decided that if she was going to make Reese's Pieces, she was going to call them Nut Juice Nibblers. And so that's when Fallon was the biggest mess, is when she said the phrase Nut Juice Nibblers on the podcast and was committed to it.
How do you remember that?
It's our clip. I was scrolling through Instagram to try and like get some memes, and it's the clip that we posted about that episode. And the hashtag says Nut Juice Nibblers. And I was like, what? And so then I watched it.
That's maybe one of my favorite segments of all the episodes we've done. You guys got to go back. Episode 36. Again, in case you missed it, Jamie and I take a moment to rename our favorite snacks, and it goes off the rails.
Off. Biggest mess of the whole pod, top to bottom.
Oh, man, that is really good. That's really good. Okay, next. Most affectionate.
It's just like a feel good, right?
Exactly. Feel good. Okay. Mine is lasagna.
Oh, that is a great one.
I feel like two things. It's just like, it's good, like in my head, like just filling. It makes me feel good. It tastes good. It's not super healthy, but you just give your all into it. And then, of course, Nona's lasagna, the most feel-good woman in the world. So lasagna was my winner. Episode 30 is when we talk about lasagna. Jamie.
I, again, went off the rails, and it's not a snack.
Oh.
But the thing that made me feel good is our kids table episode.
Oh, that's a great one.
Which is episode 16 of the pod. We had a bunch of our little mini friends come on and talk about their favorite snacks.
That's really
what
good.
Did Mary say?
Well, she farted on my lap.
She did, but you said, did you have anything left to say? And I felt like I forgot to go back and listen.
Didn't she just go, snack show?
I thought she said something spice, like something funny, but all of our little friends are the absolute best. And honestly, I think that's been one of my favorite surprises about this show is when we started making this, we did not think, not in a bad way, but we just were not thinking about kids listening.
Sure.
And the amount of people that have told me that you listen with your kids or your kids love to listen and it's like their Friday after school thing has been like the best surprise.
It's been the best.
So
we love you, kids. We love you.
So there's my affection for the year.
That's a really good one. Okay. I got three more on my list.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Most school spirit. So when I think of a snack, I'm like, what snack just holds the most spirit of like, this is a snack? Okay. The chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, remember when I really got us on board on the vegan chocolate chip cookies with space marshmallows?
Yes, still. Simple.
A real shocking discovery in my life that.
The best.
Yeah.
Episode one, our very first episode, y'all, of the Snack Show was about cookies. So go back to the beginning. Start this journey over with us again.
I mean, if you're watching, the cookies what started it all. Right here on the logo, right behind us.
Look at her. Okay, what was your most school spirit snack?
I couldn't pick just one.
Okay.
But what felt like the most school spirit is everybody like joining together. That's like what school spirit is.
Yeah.
So I picked every snack of the week that a listener has sent
in. Yes, snack of the weeks. Very good. Very good.
The fact that people spent their time calling us and telling us their snack of the week. And I learned so many new snacks that way. And that just felt like the most like collectively fun thing that we have done.
It's true. It's true. For you guys to participate in the conversation with us was literally a dream come true. So thank you.
And
we
on top of that,
every one of you,
I was at a lot of live events over the last 2 years, and so many people would bring snacks that I would bring back.
That's
and that's
kind.
Just so thoughtful. It's like a cumbersome thing for you to do, to go shop and bring it with you and blah blah blah. And so
all that
was what gave me us all of us school spirit.
Yep, it's true. Okay, next, best personality.
Oh, I didn't have that one on my list.
Oh.
You must have added that later.
Maybe I did. Okay. In my opinion, the best personality in a snack is the sandwich.
Oh.
Just, I mean, again, everyone loves a sandwich. Okay, this is what I think. Best personality. If you think like a sandwich as a human, like obviously everyone is a human, everyone is a sandwich. But you can make your sandwich really unique and different. Just like humans in the world, everyone's unique and different. So that's why I think the sandwich has the best personality.
Okay. I just came up with mine on the fly. This
okay.
is what a great podcaster
this.
I am.
Before you go, episode 28, we talk all things sandwiches. So make sure to tune into that. Jamie, what is your best personality?
Best personality? Ice cream.
Ooh, that is a good one.
There's one for everyone. And episode 22 is our ice cream snacks.
Okay.
We also cover it some in our Dairy Queen episode last week.
Uh-huh.
But ice cream is just, it has the best personality. It's got something for everyone. It matches our world.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Very good. Very good. Okay. Last one on my list. You might have more, but let's do the best snack ever.
I got mine. I have a feeling ours is going to be the same.
I swear,
this one.
If ours is not three words the same, I will be very upset.
What?
One, two, three.
Reese's Large Shapes.
Woohoo!
We did it.
If
this, honestly, if we were really true to ourselves, we would have changed the logo to a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
We really should have.
We really
honestly.
Should have. Because this is mostly just a Reese's Stan account.
I think every episode we talk about Reese's. So really, episode 1 through 89, make sure you're listening.
If you want to hear about how we felt Reese's, start at the beginning.
Yep.
Continue on the whole journey.
Uh-huh. But specifically peanut butter, which is our favorite ingredient. Episode 63, we talk all things peanut butter and really do a deep dive into Reese's. So make sure to check that out. I'm so glad we decided the same best snack.
I'm
ever.
So glad we did too.
Did you have any bonus superlatives you wanted to share?
Well, I just had some like shout outs, like, you know, in the superlative section, and it's that there's a little bit of a highlight reel. And so I thought we need to give a highlight to all the field trips that we took.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Wanna Spoon.
Yes.
Which is episode 26, Cereal Snacks, where we recorded live from a cereal bar here in Nashville.
We really did.
We went to Chili's in support of our Chili's and Applebee's, which you talked about. Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
We went and ate at Cracker Barrel. Episode 57, you can listen to all of it. We did the store. We did the restaurant. We did all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Dairy Queen.
We did.
So most likely to travel.
Yes. Episode 88, I think, was Dairy Queen.
Yes, correct.
Okay, y'all, that is superlatives.
But I do have a couple other shout outs that aren't superlatives.
Yes, we are not done. We need to shout out our guests.
Yes. So we have all of our other guests we have that were not part of Snack Tank.
Okay, let's hear them.
Annie F. Downs.
Woo!
Carrie Ann Parker, when we talked about. Was that move? Not movie, but
like snacks and food.
Snacks
and movies.
That are in TV show and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Nat Bakes Nashville.
Yes.
Stress Baking. Kelly Kirker talking all things potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Lai, Expat Snacks.
Yes.
Tyson Motzenbacher when we talked about tiki
drinks.
Michael and Melissa Ware when we talked
presidential
snacks. Jesse McGowan,
yes,
wine. Lauren Huber when we talked about sort of like
healthy.
Yeah, healthy swaps.
Uh huh.
Matt Moore, barbecue.
Barbecue.
And Michael Ornelius when we did the most mediocre, what's
the
his podcast?
The most mediocre restaurant.
Yes.
Which I hope, you know, last time we talked to him, we told him he needed to go to Long John Silver's, so I hope he's made it.
Oh, gosh. I hope he tells you when he does.
I know. He did invite me to come, so we'll see.
In California. That's an exciting field trip.
I know. So fun.
I also think it's very important that we shout out the other team members that people do not see every
week. Yes, 100%. Okay. First and foremost, he's in the room. His name is Anthony Luciani, and he is our engineer extraordinaire. And y'all, he's always over in the corner pressing the right buttons. Sometimes maybe you'll hear him snicker a little bit at our jokes.
Sometimes putting it on mute when we're talking and just turning it back on when we're done.
Exactly.
We also cannot finish this podcast without giving a shout out to Johnny Robinson, who helped us at the very beginning before Anthony came on board.
He was really the editor that kicked it off. He really helped us with music, with just format. So thank you, Johnny. Also, our editor now, Luke, he's been amazing, seriously amazing. So helpful in making the show sound as beautiful as it does. And a little shout out to, we mentioned Anthony earlier as our engineer. Sometimes our friend Craig would come in and engineer for us. So thank you, Craig, for being just someone that would be like, yeah, let me jump in. I'm happy to help.
This podcast is not just a two-person operation. Yeah, and so
I have more, though.
You do? Okay, keep
Jenna?
Going. Oh, yeah, Jenna.
Jenna helps us schedule. Jenna uploads our episodes, schedule them out so you guys can listen to them. She gives some feedback here and there as we need it. She has just been terrific.
She is.
And I think, is that everyone?
And then just that Sounds Fun Network.
Oh, my gosh, the network. I mean, we could not do it without you. Really, we literally could not do it without the network.
I want to hear Fel talk about the network because she is the network.
Yeah. But it was not my idea to bring our show on the network. So really, thank you to the co-founders of the network for believing in this little show and letting us join.
And just two weirdos who were talking about snacks on a trip to Dollywood.
That's true.
And somehow we got our own podcast from it.
That's true. Okay, guys. It would not be a snack show episode without one more
snack of the week.
All right, Jamie. For the last time, will you please tell me what is your snack of the week?
Okay, well, if we're going to go out big, I'm going out with two.
Okay.
I've got one that is appropriate to the season since we are in the month of December. And then I have one that you and I need to try together. Just one more taste test.
You have it with you?
I have it with me.
No!
What a surprise.
So excited!
I snuck it into the studio in between my laptop, and then I have it pushed over there.
Wow. Okay.
Anthony's trying to see if he can see it before Fal can.
Okay. What's your first?
So my seasonal snack of the week, again, Trader Joe's biggest flirt, is their Trader Josephine peppermint JoJo ice cream.
Of course. You love it.
I am so excited about it being peppermint season.
Yeah,
I love mint and chocolate all year long, but it is peppermint and vanilla ice cream with peppermint JoJo's and peppermint pieces inside of the ice cream. And it is so good.
So good. I love it. Okay, so my snack of the week is to celebrate the end of this podcast. Last week, Jamie and I visited Dairy Queen, as she mentioned before, and I got their Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough Blizzard. As I mentioned that I was going to try, in my grave.
Wow. Both of our snack of the weeks is ice cream.
In a good way. It is the best.
I thought you were going to end with something salty and crunchy.
No. Ice cream. It's ice cream.
I feel like we have two become one, that
become one.
Let's just make this a...
ice cream like I never needed ice cream before.
A little millennial 90s song episode.
It's so good. So run to your local Dairy Q and get
Dairy
that.
Q.
Yeah, I kind of shortened it.
I've only
heard
it DQ or Dairy Queen.
No, Dairy Q is the
what
new
if
way
it's
to say it.
D Queen?
Maybe not. Okay, Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough Blizzard. Try it out. And before we end the show, Jamie, what do you have for us to eat?
So we talked about that our top snack is Reese's. This is just a Reese's Stan account.
Yeah.
And I thought that we just needed to try one new kind of Reese's together before our time is over. And
which
I found a Reese's peanut butter bar.
What?
It's a bar like a big chocolate bar would be, but it has actually got peanut butter inside, and I've never seen it before.
Okay,
so I've had that. I've had it for over a week, and it's been staring at me in my office. And
where
I've been
did
saving
you get it?
Y'all, where did I get it?
It literally is a chocolate bar.
Yes, and it
and
has
you break off,
and
the
it
pieces.
Breaks in pieces like little chocolate you'd rip off for like
and
s'mores.
It says Reese's on it,
but I think it's going to be pretty chocolate heavy. So we'll
it
see.
Is. Mine
in our,
is
in our, in our ratio here.
I need a centerpiece.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Reese's for life.
Mm-hmm. For being a chocolate bar, the chocolate isn't super tough.
No, and it's not super overwhelming either. It's like a nice mild chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm into this.
That's really good.
It is good. So,
what a way to end.
An XL Reese's peanut butter bar. It breaks off into 12 small pieces. I think I just saw it on an end cap at Kroger, if I remember correctly.
Sounds like you can eat one for every 12 days of Christmas.
Wow.
Just thinking for you.
So smart.
All right, team. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cannot say it enough. You've been with us since the beginning.
We love
thank you.
You. We're
so, much
so
for
thankful.
Being part of the snack show. Again, we're going to keep ourselves available and interactive over at our Instagram. So at the Snack Show Pod. We're not going to be posting like crazy, but please come continue to interact with us. We'll be posting things here and there as snack continues to
and
impact our lives.
Tag us with those snacks. Just because we don't have a podcast doesn't mean we need to know, keep a pulse on what's going on out there in the world.
And honestly, this is a great time if you've missed any back catalog episodes. Please go back, listen to ones you've missed, share your favorite episodes with your friends. We want this podcast to keep living, even though new content is coming out, because snacks are life, y'all. Snacks are life.
Anything can be a snack if you try hard enough.
And mofo you. Okay, team. We'll see you on Instagram.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.